News Talk Sports, 97.1 FM, 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Okay, we're back, and thank you. I'm just sorry. I was having such a great conversation with Dr. Blake that I was asking him, you know, what got him into it. I said, what was your passion? Because again, let your color out. Life and living is really seizing your passion, whatever that looks like for you, whatever color, however that looks. You got to just step into it and follow your heart, follow your gut, and then follow the call. And that's what this is, and it's really nice to have Dr. Blake here. I said, well, what was your purpose? I said, did you just like chiropractic? And he said, I think I just really wanted people to live well. And you actually go ahead and tell us in your words. You had a great way of describing why you went into this field.
Well, I do believe that our bodies are really designed to perform for us. I don't think that we're just designed to be broken and all of that.
And would you say also heal for us?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I really want to stress that myself.
Well, chiropractors and osteopaths, they have a kind of a fundamental philosophical side where, you know, our bodies have an innate ability to do something that's beyond what science understands. So our bodies have a capacity to heal in amazing ways. And we all know people who've had stories, they were told something, and then of course something changed and was completely different. So in a positive way. So anyway, it was just my passion really to help people have their best quality of life in whatever their circumstances were. So it's my goal is to help people, and now, especially at my phase in my life, because I've been practicing for 32 years, I want to just have fun helping people get the best out of life that they want
to
get.
To live well,
That's my goal. And so it's fun, and that's the rewarding part about helping people. Believe me, reports and data and all that is not nearly as fun as just watching people get back to their lives and say, wow, I'm out bicycling, I'm fishing, I'm this. Or let's say somebody with vertigo. I treat vertigo all the time. Very common.
Treated my daughter last week. Yeah.
So people have vertigo. Well, that's pretty paralyzing. Mm-hmm, it's not very fun to feel like, oh, I'm going to go ride my bicycle and I got vertigo.
Mm-hmm,
it's not a good idea.
Right.
So once they get that back and they, you know, it feels liberating. You know, you feel like you have the freedom to live your life in the way that you hope to and can follow your call, your urges.
Yeah. Well, it is, you know, I first started going in just to, because I had this crazy plantar fasciitis. Actually, that's self-diagnosed. I didn't ever go get anything figured. There was such a shooting pain in my heel. And I went in and I said, can you know, I heard his name and I thought, well, I'll just go in and try it. And we started working on that. And then we really, the most fascinating thing that I think I've learned in my few appointments with you is the brain and the connection to the autoimmune or the inflammation in the body. And maybe you could talk a little bit about the brain inflammation or what you notice, because his treatments are fascinating.
So I address things in a pretty global way. I assess the nervous system and I see what's functioning or not functioning. And so that's pretty, it's pretty revealing to a patient as well, because they're sitting right there in the exam and they can see things all of a sudden change. Oh, well, this works. Now it doesn't. I've had lots of cases. I won't take the time right now, but no function. All of a sudden, I had them do a certain thing, and now they had function in a limb that they didn't have before. So, well, what just happened? So basically, I'm working on getting the brain to connect and make its integrative function happen. And most of us are pretty savvy about, you know, internet now, so I can kind of use that as an analogy, and that is that, you know, our computers, if they're working really well, we get to do most of the things we are intended to do. But sometimes our computer, meaning our brain, is not functioning at the best function it can make, and that leaves us lacking somewhere, whether that's in balance, whether that's in execution of motor movement, whether that's in thought, memory, mood, etc. So when those are lacking, then you end up, you know, we've all been on a computer that was struggling to function or connect to the internet, etc. So most of us have days where we say, wow, I just don't feel my best self. I'm this or that, or I can't seem to remember where I placed my keys, or, and then other days they're way better. So why is that? And what is happening in our systems? So in my journey, I have, through the things that were presented to me, I have had the opportunity to sort through things that most practitioners never really have to deal with, or they don't, And I've been blessed by having some mentors that have totally changed my life. So what I can see in a patient, I can assess them, and I can tell when brain is firing well, whether it's not, or which part of brain is or isn't.
Well, just circling back to my initial, I went in with a foot issue, and we started just noticing, and I'd shared that I'd had the autoimmune. And then truly, when you do have an appointment, there's such an elaborate, extensive paperwork that you fill out, so you really have an understanding of the person's functionality when they come in. And I think that was, you know, whether you use that when you came to the come up with my plan, my treatment plan, so to speak. It was fascinating that, you know, you were able to tell that my brain, and you know, you were just like, just in the things you did, you were able to see that I had cognitive fatigue. And for me, it's so easy to just say, oh, well, that's the MS. Oh, well, that's the menopause fog. Oh, that's, you know, this or that. And so it was really helpful for me in that moment, in that treatment, to start to see some of those, like, again, using your computer analogy, which I think is very helpful for my layman brain. You have to speak layman to me, and I would say many. But yeah, how I could see some things firing a little bit better, a little differently. And that to me was so interesting that it was very, it wasn't like you just had to go in and pop or crack anything. I mean, you really just started working on some very gentle movements. Can you explain that a little bit? I find that fascinating.
Well, if I remember correctly, in your particular case, I'm not sure you actually told me you had MS until we were in the evaluation.
No, I was in for foot pain.
I was assessing your nervous system and what was happening, and I just do that routinely because it affects all parts. So I do that on every patient. But when I start seeing things and I start asking further questions, and I think that's where you came up and said, well, I have MS, because I already had determined I could see inflammation in your brain by its function. And there are lots of books out now, you know, Brain on Fire. There's all kinds of different books. If you search pro-inflammation in America, you see all kinds of books about it. But nonetheless, inflammation affects brain, and it has a lot of signs and symptoms. Things like even depression, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot that goes on, and people don't have any understanding of this. So the real deal is when brain starts getting affected in any of its parts, but when it's global, you're going to have multiple areas affected. And vestibular systems are highly sensitive to this.
And vestibular meaning the inner ear?
Vestibular is partly in the inner ear. It's made up the cerebellum, and it's made up of the inner ear, the semicircular canals, as well as the vestibular nuclei in the midbrain. So that is where we execute our movements, we have our balance, we feel stable, we can, you know, run through the forest or water ski or snow ski or whatever it is we're going to do, and we have all those things collectively working. When something is awry or not performing in that system, then we end up struggling. We don't have a reaction or a reflex that's stable enough or quick enough for our muscles to stabilize something. So many times people with their children, they're 2 and 4 years old or 5, and of course they're developing, but you know, all the mother comes and says, well, Johnny is tripping all the time and he's always catching his right foot.
Is that a proprioception, like they don't know where their foot is in space, or?
It's going to be something going on in his vestibular and proprioceptive system and his brain. So, you know, we assess that, and boy, I've had hundreds and hundreds of kids that I've helped, and all of a sudden, now they're a different athlete. Now they're a different soccer player. Now they're a different lacrosse player, skier, etc. So when you fine-tune those things, we've all been in moments where we are kind of, quote-unquote, in the zone. Athletic performance, or
you're just in alignment. You just feel
and
it.
We're in the zone. Well, our system is actually designed to be that way most of the time. The problem is we're only in that at rare moments. So just imagine if you get to be in the zone 90% plus of the time. Well, that feels pretty good. That's a new norm. Okay, so that's when people
becomes your norm. Yeah, you know, and that's I think. Yeah, where I'm so grateful that I have started to learn this path, because I do think that can keep you, a lot of these viruses and things out there, diseases and so forth, you can just have a little bit more immunity when you are in the zone.
Well, there are a few things that cause this kind of an inflammatory response. So one of us is possible infection. The other one is a dysbiotic gut. And the other one is reactivities to something, whether that's chemicals or dietary proteins or something going on. And it can cause a provocation to your immune system that then becomes a problem for your body. And people would never even know about it. They'll just say, well, I get tired. Oh, I have to take a nap. Well, I can't do that anymore. Oh, I can't. And so I'm just going to tell you that when you see these pieces going on, we can have a change, and they are going to see some really nice things happen, and they're going to feel like how they think they should be feeling instead of where they don't want to be.
Oh yeah, I mean, every time I leave, I'm just on fire. Now, a couple of times, which has been interesting, and I'll just share, is I had a headache or something, and I think sometimes your system is making some changes, and this is, you know, and you've been wonderful to let me text in and say, hey, just an FYI, little head, you smile, like more tension, and, you know, I think sometimes that's, you know, if you go get surgery, you're going to have pain after. So, I mean, imagine the pain there. And I just had a day or two of a headache, and it was something was realigning, reorganizing, you know, and again, they're very simple treatments. I mean, not simple to discredit what you're saying, wouldn't think that you're, you know, and I think I'm having this conversation.
Well, how could that have any impact, right?
It's a low impact. It really is. And it's fascinating though, to see the impact. I mean, and now the clarity, just like you say, you're just ushering me back into that zone a little bit. And, you know, I would imagine that's.
Well, I've had some, you know, I have a YouTube channel. People can go on my website. They can see some things or some testimonials, but, on my YouTube channel, you'll see some things about autoimmune and that kind of thing. But, you know, I've had cases that have been to Stanford and to Mayo Clinic and so forth. And they say, well, everything looks fine, but we know you have a problem. And, I had a gal with 8 seizures a day, mm-hmm. and she'd spent 6 hours a day in a seizure. And she walked in my reception area. She had a seizure. I could put her in a seizure and out in 15 seconds. Her seizures lasted 40 minutes. So, her, you know, it's pretty fascinating to watch. Once you know where to go in the brain and to help it balance and start to function, it pulls itself back together. And we have this inherent, innate ability to keep thriving as humans. Even though we have a struggle, if we just remove the obstacles, our bodies really want to get back to baseline and function.
Oh, I think, it's been fabulous to feel that way. And then I do notice when I get out, but when you leave, it's just remarkable. You feel so much, just clarity and clear. Probably should have had an adjustment before I came on radio and I wouldn't be struggling here. But all right. Again, you're listening to North Idaho Radio. My name is Lindy Lewis, and we are talking with Dr. Blake Armbridge, and he is a chiropractor in town. And when we come back, we might get into a bit just about the gut wisdom. Thanks for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Hello, this is Jeweler Jane from Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene. It's hard to believe that just a few weeks ago we were celebrating our successful snow promotion and giving back over $500,000 to our Coeur d'Alene and Spokane customers. Our sales manager, Kim, even got in on the promo and got a 3.5-carat yellow diamond ring for free. Dad's been calling her 3-carat Kimberly. And then wham, COVID-19. We are all in this together and trying to do the right thing while recognizing essential needs, social distancing, and quarantine rules. At Clark's, we've always known that love is essential. For 113 years, Clark's has been a diamond jeweler that has served the needs of lovers young and old to express their desire to quarantine together for life. So if you want to put a ring on it, or have an anniversary or birthday that needs to be celebrated, we have an option to offer. Call or text 208-664-4615, and either 3-carat Kimberly or I will personally walk you through how we can help. If we mail to Washington, we'll save you some tax. Clark's Diamond Jewelers is here for you.
Panhandle Animal Shelter has launched a Kickstarter campaign to bring home to home to shelters throughout the nation. This program helps pets go from one home to another and avoid the stress and disruption of a stay in an animal shelter. The current pandemic situation is forcing shelters to close, so right now they need home to home more than ever. This life-saving program is already being utilized locally at the Panhandle Animal Shelter in Ponderay and the Spokane County Regional Animal Protection Service. Visit pasidaho.org to learn how you can make a difference.
It's the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. I know these guys are literally animals, but this is getting out of hand.
Oh, that's expensive.
Covered it. October 27th, 2014. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
In Sandpoint, call the Chris Martin Agency for a free quote. 263-7407.
Hello, I'm Robert Wilkie, Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Right now, members of VA's world-class medical team are doing courageous work, leading our nation's fight against the COVID-19, the novel coronavirus. But they need your help caring for America's veterans. VA is launching an initiative to rapidly hire more healthcare professionals to join us. We need physicians, we need nurses, pharmacists, laboratory technicians, respiratory therapists, and other medical specialists. This is a unique opportunity for you to serve and help
30.
The veterans who have served and protected us all. If you want to learn more about being part of our team, go to va.gov/joinus, or you can text VA physician or VA nurse to 97211. Thank you.
This public service message has been brought to you by Blue Sky Broadcasting.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM.
I'm getting the cue. Hello, welcome back. And you're listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Living. My name is Lindy Lewis, and I'm very happy to have Dr. Blake Armbridge in our studio. If you've been listening to us, we've been having a fascinating conversation just about the inflammation in the body and how it really goes simultaneous with your brain health, and as well just as so many different treatment options when you do have an illness or autoimmune. This is certainly one chiropractic, and this chiropractic neurology is another layer to consider when should you have something going on in the body. And with that, why don't we let you expand a little bit on when you first see someone, what would your approach be when you bring someone in, you start to, there's a lot of stigma before we get there. Sorry, we were having a great conversation about the stigma with chiropractics out there sometimes, and maybe skepticism, and it has been a massive part of my health and wellness for, 15 years with the illness in the body. And so I guess I just would like to just have you just maybe take a minute and just address that, and then talk about when you see a patient, how that might look.
Sure. Well, I think that, there's all kinds of different disciplines out there for healthcare, and everybody has their place, So chiropractic had a bit of a rough history early on because of some challenges in kind of the political arena. But, I've been in practice for 32 years. It's interesting to watch how that has evolved over time. When I was a young doctor first starting, I can remember that was the first beginnings of conversations of, preservatives and chemicals, and everybody kind of didn't know what to think or say about that. And, it keeps evolving. So back then, people had no idea how a structure, a joint, or anything had any impact on your body. That was very confusing to them.
Well, and maybe even fearful around the cracking. That would have been my issue. I had to really
That could be. Yeah,
but I'm much better because I started to kind of open my mind to like really getting the conduit opening or the channel clear.
I was fortunate because the doctor I interned with in Switzerland, he did the research on what that sound was in a cavitation or manipulation. So that is actually liquid nitrogen in the joint fluid called synovial fluid that actually turns from liquid to a gas bubble of nitrogen. It's right at the level of physical state of change, just like water boils to steam. Same with liquid nitrogen. It was right at that state. And with a little change in pressure, it makes a sound. It's not any tissues tearing, crunching, munching, anything else. It's just excavitation, and it can't repeat itself for the next 20 to 30 minutes until the nitrogen redissolves back to a liquid. So that's that concept. But people might have some fears about certain things, but nonetheless, things should be done responsibly. And people, I can tell you, if you got in a group of 1,000 people and you said, who here would like to be treated by their favorite chiropractor? I mean,
hands would go
flying up,
yeah.
Right?
We're definitely moving past that.
And so that is no longer really the issue. But understanding how brain connects with that, mm-hmm. that's the new horizon for people to kind of comprehend.
Right.
But people are bright. They're figuring those pieces out. When I see a patient, I want to know what they want to accomplish. What is their goal? What are the few things, what top or two or three things, if I could do anything, what is it they would like in their health to be better? Because I see a lot of different things, and I respect what someone wants. I might see something, and I do report it to them, but that doesn't mean that's their goal or their interest. Mm-hmm. And I do a full assessment, neurological and orthopedic and physical and all of that. I generally will see blood labs on them. I want to see different parts. Many of them have had recent blood labs, and I want to see copies of those. You mentioned the paperwork that I hand out. I'm looking to see how systems are running in general so that I can say, well, is this system a healthy one, or is this really struggling? Do they have thyroid issues? All of these things have impacts on nervous system, on cells, on muscle fibers, all of these things for people to be well. Of course, we all like to have a simple fix, a simple response. Oh, that's all gone. I don't have that anymore. But you only have to live so many decades when you realize that's not a real
philosophy. We have to participate philosophy. As a patient.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not a real
like,
philosophy.
You know,
yeah,
we have to do our part with, you know, you can only take us so far, lead a horse to water, cliche out there.
Right. Yeah. So I use a number of modalities when I see a patient, and it's really dictated by what their body responds best to. So I can use color, light, sound, movement, vestibular exercises. I'll use manipulation sometimes.
Laser.
I use a low-level light laser. I'm also a naturopathic practitioner, so I use a number of natural elements, nutritional things. I do some injections as well. So there's a lot of things that we can do. But really, my goal is to get a body back to its best function in the most natural, functional way it can for them. So they're not really dependent on anything else, and they get to use their body's inner force to heal and do better.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about the gut health and how that connects with...
Well, most people have heard about the gut-brain response, right? So that is no longer really a strange comment or concept for people.
Well, for those of us who are listening in North Idaho, maybe just give us a cliff note.
So we call, you know, we think of our brain as the main computer, but now in science they refer to the gut as brain number one, and your cerebrum in your skull as brain number two. Mm-hmm. If something happens in brain number one, your gut, that is not appropriate, your brain number two is immediately affected and changed. So we're finding these things resulting in Alzheimer's, all neurodegenerative diseases, Parkinson's, Lou Gehrig's, all of these, dementia, frontal lobe, Lewy body, all of these things, cerebellar ataxia, they're all associated. So essentially, I specialize in neurodegenerative diseases, and I get them fixed. And rarely will you find somebody with one that has not got some either autoimmune or pro-inflammatory problem going on in their system. Or maybe they've had long-term diabetes or something that has really compromised their cells' ability to function.
Wow. That's amazing. So you said that you're normally, you get them back to health. Is that, what do you do for their gut? I mean, just in that.
Well, you have to assess the gut and find out what's happening. So, again, many people have heard the term leaky gut. You know, you kind of think about it, and basically from our mouth to our rectum, it's a canal, right?
Right, right.
I mean,
yeah.
Food goes in and yeah. food comes out.
Well, I think that's such a helpful conversation because, you know, it is so important. There's, you know, I work with a lot of kids at the school, and it's amazing, you know, it's not like we talk about constipation, but it is interesting how not natural that is for our younger generation because they're always on their phones or they're on the go. And so it's not a natural place,
yeah.
but
people don't often know what's normal. I'll tell you what normal is. Most people should be having a bowel movement 1 to 2 times a day, and it should be a standard, not overly firm stool. Not a runny stool, okay?
I am so grateful to have this. This is we got a little tiny bit off topic here, but I'm appreciative that we'd have that because that was a pivotal moment for me at 36 when I got diagnosed to realize that the first half of my life I was not regular whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it is an absolute focus for me to make sure that if it's not, then I'm like, what's happening? What am I eating? I mean, I just do a check-in. It's super important for our health. So thank you for...
Well, let me tell you, so I have a couple colleagues, Datis Karazian. He does, you know, he's a chiropractic neurologist. He's got a series of certificates, degrees, and he's a Harvard researcher now. He's gotten his PhD at Harvard Medical School, and also Aristo Vojani, who is an immunologist. He's world renowned. So these people have had high impacts on my life by what they've shared and their research. You can see them online. They're on all the podcasts and webinars throughout the world. But I'll just tell you that Dr. Karazian, he was sharing with me, he said that at the Harvard Medical Research School there, that leaky gut is the top subject of research in every discipline. Cardiology, rheumatology,
really?
Gastroenterology, neurology, all of them. Okay.
Is that new, or has it been for some time? Or
no,
really
it's
just been
in the last 2 years. So once upon a time, that was this mythical. Who's talking about leaky gut? What does that mean?
Who's even talking about that?
Oh, you're just a little extreme. No. They know that it has an impact on every system. And so they are all studying. It's their top subject of research. So leaky gut means that your gut is allowing macromolecules, bigger than supposed to be molecules, into your bloodstream. When that happens, you create a kind of a forest fire in your blood by your immune system having to react to digest things that aren't supposed to be there. We know that our immune system is supposed to fight off any foreign invaders. If you have a virus, you have a bacteria, you have a parasite, these things that come along, or maybe you breathe too much chemical or whatever, and so your body's supposed to break that down and get it out of your body. Well, if your body is absorbing partial particles of food into your bloodstream, it doesn't belong there. So your immune system's constantly and chronically provoked by its immune response. And this is what is at the root of oftentimes autoimmune disease. Yeah. Doesn't mean it's the only thing.
Right, right.
But it is a contributor. And if you have an autoimmune disease, or if you have inflammatory or brain issues and you have that going on, your brain issue, I can tell you, any listener in this radio show right now, if they have any memory issues, any balance issues, any vertigo issues, anything to do with Alzheimer's, confusion, brain fog, any of that, they need to figure that out. They can call me, or they can call somebody else they trust. But that is that is a clear signal that if they don't solve that, they're only on a slippery slope downhill.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I thank you for the explanation of leaky gut, because I think I had my own sort of interpretation. I know I have issues because I do have the autoimmune in the system. What can be done for that? I mean, you're a naturopath as well. So if people chose to come to you and didn't choose chiropractor, you might do it both. I mean,
so
there might be some things.
Yeah, leaky gut is predictably healable. It's very, the issue is you just have to identify what's causing the inflammatory reaction. Oftentimes we do blood tests on that.
I think that's what
and,
you're talking about.
And once we identify those, then we know for sure. And then we can heal up a leaky gut. Mm-hmm. It takes around 4 months.
Takes time.
May take a little longer. There's a little protocol nutritionally. But the nice thing is you are empowered. You get to decide your future. You're in control of it. You're not having to take an additional medication for something. And you're healing. And now you get more stable. And inflammation goes down. People don't complain the same scenarios, et cetera, et cetera. So in 4 months, that should be healed essentially, except for maybe 2-4%. And then it might take another 8 weeks. But once that gets healed, and then they get to control and keep their regimen, what they need to do for their body, and it can be different for every person.
But, yeah, that is absolutely so helpful. And I just want to emphasize what you said. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come into our last segment. But it is, I always look at the autoimmune. It took me a while to find balance again. It took me a couple of years to get my body back into balance. There were 36 years that I was living without any kind of awareness of the body's ability. So, 4 months to me, that's like, it takes a minute, but we have to be patient with our systems. But oh my gosh, I always tell the kids when I teach them in underground kindness classes, I say, if you cut your finger, it heals, right? We don't have to do anything to it. It just heals naturally. So be patient with your body and believe in the body, and it will truly, and get a wonderful, and clearly you are so articulate and know what you're talking about on multiple levels, but get a good team assembled. And I think that's why I've been able to live well with the MS and the body, at least to this point. And I'm grateful every day. So on that note, we'll be right back. We've just got one more break, and then we will finish up and we'll let you know how to get in touch with this wonderful doctor.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
At Bi-Mart, we're ready when you are to help celebrate Mom this Mother's Day. In a time when moms are doing more than ever, caring for us all, she deserves that special gift that shows how appreciated she is. From hanging flower baskets to decorate her home, patio furniture for the family to gather around her porch, and canning jars for her world-famous jam. Get in, find the perfect gift in our smaller, easy-to-navigate stores, and then get back home to celebrate. Bi-Mart, we're here for moms.
Mother's Day is Sunday, and when you stop to think about all the nice things moms do every day, it's probably time to do something special for her. So listen up, dads, because helping your kids thank their mom is your job too. Super One Foods makes it easy to give mom a gift that will make her feel appreciated. Stop by Super One this week and pick out something sweet to surprise mom on Sunday morning. A special card, a beautiful bouquet of flowers, or all the fixings for breakfast and bed. Right now, moms are taking on more jobs than ever. So a simple gift of thanks will bring a smile and make your mom feel loved. Or for the mom whose kids are grown and she's isolated at home, a drop-off of sweets from the Super One Bakery could be just the thing to brighten her day. Super One thanks all the moms out there who take care of their families and friends every day. Join us in making sure their day is special too. Make a difference to mom at Super One Foods.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito.
In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, welcome back. All right, we've just got a few minutes left in the hour, and I've just had the most fascinating conversation. Every time I'm in his office, I'm like, I just want more time with you. This is so fascinating because I think I missed my call way back in the day, but I wasn't tuned into my passion, and that's why I'm promoting other people's passions at this time. But the body's fascinating, as we went out on the last note. Our bodies are miraculous. Truly, there's a miracle under the skin, and Dr. Armbridge has been really helpful. We talked about the brain, the inflammation. We talked about the different opportunities for him to work with leaky gut, the nervous system, and really, there's chiropractic on top of all that, which is pretty much all I have known and been super happy with. So is there any last thing you would like to add as we, inform people just about your practice, yourself, just knowing that the body's got so much power in healing itself?
Yeah, maybe I would just say that so many people I've had come in my office and they end up I see the tears start to form and roll down their cheeks. And I'll ask them questions. Well, how is your anxiety? And they'll say, how did you know I had anxiety? You didn't even ask me that. And but I could tell in their nervous system that the chances were very high that they had anxiety. And of course, anxiety is a tough deal. A lot of people don't know what to do with that. And mm-hmm. they're kind of trapped. And yet I treat...
And there's a lot of it now, especially.
I treat that... Oh, it's huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. It used to be maybe 1 out of 7 teenage kids might have it. Now it's about 5 out of 7.
Yeah.
4 to 5 out of 7 have that, mm-hmm. and that's not acceptable.
Right.
So, nonetheless, my point is that they end up teary-eyed because they realize I'm talking a language that they had become convinced was in their head and was nothing to be done about because they had already seen so many other practitioners and nothing was resolving. Mm-hmm. But I can honestly say, I don't know that I've ever had a patient come in my office and after the exam not have seen something change and know that their body could change. So really it's about having the training, the understanding, and how you can apply that so that you can get to the links so that now all of a sudden you're on four bars of internet and things are just cruising along instead of glitching. And a lot of people have put up with a lot of chronic issues for many years. And I'm talking people with concussions. I specialize in concussion, TBI. People have had a number of different injuries, either to brain or neurodegenerative diseases. And, you know, we're not meant to have those. Things can happen, but that doesn't. Mm-hmm. People have had strokes. How many people have had that strokes? And this was 5 years later. Well, they don't do this and don't do that, or they can't taste their food. I treat them, and all of a sudden, now they're tasting their food, and now they're walking better, and this and that. They thought they'd gone through all the rehab, but I guess what I'm saying is there are only a couple thousand in the world doing what I do. Yeah. So it's not like that's the routine that they're going to get regular stuff. So I'm having fun here in Sandpoint. Yeah. Nobody else is around doing this, and I'm just having fun.
You really are.
That are like not having their best days, and they really deserve to have best days.
You know, I think of that, you know, the tears in the office. And I think, you know, for me, he really does take your time with us when we come in, you give us a reminder or hope. And like, well, forget, like you have somebody kind of in your coaching in a way too. You're like helping us believe that we got this. And
well, somebody with MS like yourself, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
MS, you're not supposed to just sit around and just decline with MS.
Contrary to what they were saying to us in the 90s and 80s.
I diagnose MS frequently. Mm-hmm. I do blood tests. I diagnose it. I do it early. And guess what? Every one of my MS cases, they're going through life and no one will ever know they ever had it. They may never have a symptom that they could identify either, yeah, because we're going to stop it in its tracks.
Absolutely. No, and I think with you, and I feel like I've stopped it, but I'd like to actually, you know, move forward and actually heal it. I think this body's good, maybe never.
You can be in remission the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. It is kind of my mission, actually.
Part of my mission is to actually solve autoimmune diseases, cure them, because they aren't curable so far.
Yeah. Well, we are really at the getting to the top of our hour, and I just wanted to let you know, if you do want to have an appointment with Dr. Blake, the best way to reach him is 208-946-5888, and we will put that up on the North Idaho radio.com. And he is happy if you call and say you heard him on the Hilton Air and you wanted to go in and have an appointment. He's happy to offer some sort of a promotion and just give him a call. And again, you know, I was just thinking, you know, my mom, she was just the other day, she was sad because she couldn't do what her body was, you know, she wanted to plant her flowers. That's her favorite thing. Well, she's 79 and she's had 3 hip replacements and knee and feet and, you know, whatever. But, you know, even if you are that person with a lot of things, my sweet little mama doesn't mind that I talk about this because we share to help others. And but if you have any of that, it's worth just going in and seeing if there's any kind of protocols and just get somebody in there to believe and help empower you in your own journey. I think that's a key to what I feel like you have done for me.
Yeah. Well, this is all about the patient, right?
It's
about
all
their
about
life. It's all about them getting to be whatever they hope for and can be.
Yeah. I came up with I came up with this the other day on my hike. I always get great wisdom and information on my hikes. But as you heal yourself, you really heal the whole. And I think that's what we're seeing right now in our world is we need to really start to manage our own health the best we can. And then we can inspire and ripple that out into people around us when it's not quite as going good for them. So I really appreciate you coming and thank you very much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Again, I'll just let you know, NorthIdahoRadio.com. You can listen to the entire interview again, and it was a wonderful interview. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks so much, Lindy. It's great.
Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.
AM KSPT Sandpoint, 97.1 FM and 1450 KBFI AM Bonners Ferry, North Idaho's radio.
From ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump set to tour a factory in Phoenix, making protective masks.